Check, 1-2, yo, yo, yo. Hey, 1-2, 1-2. All right.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hey. How are you doing, Chris?
Very well. How are you?
I'm good.
Cool. Yeah, I'm just... I had to take a couple of extra minutes. One, because we had to watch Family Feud, me and Mom. And two, I had finagled some of my stuff here in the studio at the house a little bit, and then I realized, oh no, this isn't going to work. So I had to de-finagle what I finagled the other day, but
there you go.
We're good now. Yeah, a lot of people, I don't know if you know this or not, it's just a handy thing I tell everybody. Facebook Messenger, you can go to it on a computer, on a like a regular browser, and just go to messenger.com and then sign in with your Facebook creds, and then you can do like audio video calls on the PC via Messenger. So, you know, I've been producing this local music show every week for, I don't know, like 13, 14 years or something. And during the pandemic, I mean, I worked from home on this rig, but also I figured out I could do interviews with artists and stuff this way.
Yeah.
So
I've never done this. So, yeah, this is cool.
Yeah, I mean, it works out pretty well because you're just kind of on the phone and just chilling or whatever, but it's all digital, so it's not that over a phone line quality. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the computer is recording you coming to me over a browser and me talking directly into this Sennheiser. So
there you go. Very cool.
Yeah, it works out pretty well. So yeah, obviously I took a look at the you're doing a fine job of promotion. I mean,
thank you.
I mean, obviously, to an extent, that bill would kind of sell itself around here. However, the music angle of it is kind of the obvious part.
Right.
And in your postings and the things I've been reading, I've never been much of a country guy personally or professionally. And plus I grew up in Louisville. So even though I've been down here for many years, I'm still learning things.
Right. Well, you can't take that Louisville out of you for sure.
No. Well, I mean, now let me qualify that. I grew up in the south end of Louisville, and my daddy's folks were from Caneyville, and my mom's folks were from like Hart and Barron. So
there you go.
I'm only one step removed. but point being, you know, I didn't, I was like, Norofest, okay, what's that? And I go look it up, and then, you know, I'm like, oh, okay, this dude was a big damn deal. So, I've become more and more exposed to the kind of Americana AAA stuff. You know, the whole singer-songwriter thing is really taken off.
Right.
Obviously in Nashville, but you know, in Bowling Green as well.
For sure.
You know, that stuff they're booking into the Grove every weekend here in Glasgow is just really great, you know. And despite the fact I'm an aging punk rocker, I'm down for some good singer-songwriters and that sort of thing. So I didn't realize that there was somebody of that import, you know, in the area's history.
Yeah. And that was, I'm learning this, as we go as well.
Okay.
Just sort of grew up knowing. So my background is I left Scottsville at 18, went to Western Kentucky, majored in, TV production. And there was a pipeline from Western to Nashville television.
Yeah, I'm sure there still is. Because
if
I see a new face on 13 or 40, I'm like, okay, how long is this one going to stick around?
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of the guys from Western started the Nashville Network and CMT all that. And so my wife and I have been in Nashville for over 33 years, and we just moved back to Scottsville. We bought
okay.
her grandparents' house.
Okay.
And it didn't take me long to, well, COVID hit like 2 weeks after we moved in here. And
oh, that's wild, dude. Because see, here's what happened to me. I've been down here like 16 years now this time. I've actually lived in Glasgow twice.
Okay.
I've lived in Bardstown twice too, because I've worked for Commonwealth Broadcasting, you know, that Kelly, that company
yeah.
that Kelly and I work for, and all of us, since 1997. So I've moved around. You know, we own several stations around the state, and it's grown and shrank and grown and shrank over the years,
yeah.
Like a lot of things. But yeah, so my mom has been in Louisville this whole time, because she moved there when she was 10, and that's where I was born and raised and grew up. You know, and haven't been back really. And so right before the shit hit the fan, basically, I was, because I lived with a friend and saved up money, and mom had saved up money, we bought a house down here, and I got her down here out of Louisville in February of 20. So like basically right before everything went really sideways. And she lived like in town, like up by U of L, you know,
right
on Eastern Parkway. So it was getting louder and, you know, crackheads in her alleyway and all that. And I don't say that to be judgmental.
Sure.
You know, I'm sympathetic to people's problems. I don't like these cop shows and these reality shows that kind of traffic in people's misfortunes, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
But nonetheless, you don't want your 70-year-old mother living by herself in a 2-story house, you know, in that environment. So luckily I got her down here, and then she got settled in, and then boom, the pandemic hit, which was kind of a bitch for her, because she was, you know, she lived in Hart and Barron until she was 10. And so she was wanting to get reconnected, and she excited to learn about, you know, how do I get to the store and where is everything and all this.
Right.
And then boom, it's like, no, stay in the house.
Yeah.
There's a killer floating around out there.
We had, we bought this house and 10 acres, and it was built in 1947, and so we redid it, and literally they got done at the end of February.
Oh man.
And you know, famous, I mean, we went through it, because we sold our house in Nashville really quickly, as you can imagine. And we ended up in an RV in the backyard.
Oh, while the renovations was going on.
Yeah, well, not all of it, but some of it.
Right, sure, yeah.
And it was, and then it started, you know, we went through, we had to do Christmas like that. So it was a mess. And I remember saying, once I get into this house, I'm never leaving. And then the, you know, pandemic hits and I can't really leave.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, it's been interesting. But the cool part, and the part that made it work for me, is that Allen County has fiber optic internet buried throughout the entire county. And so I'm sitting here with the, you know, business class, 1 gig speed. I still edit and finish. I have a contract with the CMA. I do the CMA Awards, the CMA Music Festival. I've done a whole bunch of concerts this year with no but one in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with, I worked on Garth Brooks, the one he released to the drive-in theaters.
Yeah.
And anyway, I'm doing it all from right here in Scottsville, and people around here have no idea.
Man, it's crazy. I mean,
you know, and all the way up to, like, I did a Taylor Swift concert that was shot up in New England for Disney Plus. So,
wow, man,
yeah.
Those are nice gigs, dude. That's awesome that the technology allows for that. You know, I mean, obviously, I don't need that kind of juice to do my job. I got a little tiny little 8-channel board and this Sennheiser I swiped out of the remote bag, and my gaming headset that I use on my Xbox anyway, and this old laptop I got at the local used computer store for $250 like 5 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, we've always had decent internet here in Glasgow. I don't have that kind of juice, but I got a, you know, 100 down and 20 up, And for me to move a handful of MP3s to cover a shift on the radio, that's nothing, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean,
but see, in video, now everyone's moved to 4K.
Right.
So everything is shot on at least 4K and delivered in 4K. And those files are, I mean, I'm...
Oh, no, I know what you're saying.
I'm moving 40 to 60 gig files.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Because, like, bands will send me their album... And sometimes they'll send me the masters, and there'll be WAV files, and it'll be some giant zip that I got to go to WeShare or WeTransfer or something to grab. And the, you know, the bitch of it is I'm going to knock it all down to an MP3 anyway, because that's what my radio computer wants. But it's nice to have that, you know, that really pristine source file. But, yeah, even those are huge. So it's like, yeah, that – the – that seems to be the limitation, right? It's like, when are we going to run out of the ability to compress audio and or video? You know, because there's got to be some point we reached where...
Are you there?
Yeah, there's got to be some point where we reached where there's different technology or something.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
It's wild. But anyway, all right. So I just wanted to... Jaw with you a little bit here. None of this is going on the air, but I needed some background, and I'm not really putting on my radio voice just yet. I don't do much. I don't do much of that, honestly. And people know I don't try to put anything over. They know the show's not live. That I produce it, you know, in parts, and then it all airs, you know, at 7 o'clock on Thursdays. So,
okay.
And plus I'm on. Right now I'm on middays, or I have him this week on 105.3 because we've had a guy out. Ordinarily I'm on 2 to 7. But I've been giving away the tickets every afternoon on The Point, and you know, people are calling for them. So, I mean, there's a lot of interest. So we're putting your name out there a whole lot because radio people love to have cool stuff to give away. So if I got a decent piece of promo I can read alongside it, I'm going to read that stuff every time. So, but then this is just, you know, obviously the Josephines, you know, I go all the way back with them. Hell, I've known Zach since he was 16 years old. So it's, the thing is, if you hadn't have given us a dime, I probably still would have been glad to interview you, and I sure as shit would have played the songs and told about the deal.
Well, that's awesome.
Because that's what we do, you know.
Here's what I knew about them. I went to see a concert at Sky Pack. I think it was... It's probably been 2 years ago now.
Uh-huh.
And they opened, I forgot, it was a country act. And they opened for the, you know, main act.
Right.
And I noticed, well, first of all, they killed it. They were awesome.
Yeah.
And then after they finished, a lot of people got up and left.
No.
Yeah. And, you know, you just don't see that. I mean, I know that's happened in the history of rock and roll.
Sure,
and
But
anyway, I couldn't, you know, I was like, okay, these guys have a real, oh, it was Jamie Johnson. That's who it was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and anyway, you know, there were a lot of people. We had some good seats, so we were pretty close to the front, and there were people... You know, right down front that, okay, let's go. You know.
Wow.
So, anyway, but, and I know that, now I don't want to waste this because I typically talk about this, but we need a hit over here. Like, I've taken over this arts council. They've elected me president. You know, there's a lot of things. We're trying to start a festival over here. And I'm no dummy, you know. I was like, these guys seem to be the guys that we need, you know.
Yeah.
And they've got people who follow them, and that's all we need.
Yeah, no, and listen, I'm not really familiar with the other artists on the bill, but if you're going to do that and you're going to honor a guy, you know, whose contributions were in that vein, you're not going to do any better short of the Headhunters or something.
Yeah.
And that's, you probably ain't got the money for that, and they probably, right. you know, their availability and all that on top of that.
Sure.
So yeah, no, it's perfect that that this sort of thing is going on with the music around here right now. You know, there's a whole lot of the more traditional stuff that the younger folks are doing these days. I mean, some of them I feel like because it's trendy or whatever, but you yeah. know, there's also a sort of a crossover audience with a lot of this. Sort of, and I hate labels. It's the biggest irony in my life. I hate labels. I hate categories. I just love music, but I work right. in an industry that demands them, right?
Sure.
So sure. It's kind of annoying to me. So a lot of times I use this sort of jargon and I don't really like it, but it's how we communicate about these sorts of things. So, you know, there's a great deal of crossover with, you know, this sort of the traditional Americana, AAA, whatever you want to call it. You know, old school country, outlaw country, and yeah. like punk rock and alternative and stuff. You know, you go to a Social Distortion show, you're going to see as many greasers and, you know, hillbilly looking folks as you're going to see Mohawks and punk rock looking folks. You know,
that's true. That's true.
And the thing is about like Social Distortion, like Mike Ness, you break those songs down. They're all country songs.
Yeah,
they're just country and blues. Really.
Yeah. Well, I go way back when I was at Western. I was there for the very first Government Cheese show.
Holy shit!
Yeah, and was in Western's band with Joe King, who was the drummer for Government Cheese, and Tommy Womack. And I was talking to Scott Willis yesterday.
Yeah.
I was.
Hey, what did he say about their new record? Is it moving along?
I mean they posted the heck out of the recording stuff and
yeah.
you know, they didn't dilly dally around. I think they got it done, and you know, of course there's a whole other process, I'm sure, but
oh yeah.
Anyway, those guys are you know, they were two of them were broadcasting guys. Mm-hmm. So I had TV classes with them and stuff, and of course, Joe and I go way back to freshman year, and he was a snare drummer in Western's marching band. I was playing trumpet, so.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
All right. Well, that man, you got, see, that's the thing.
But I remember the excitement of that. Like,
yeah.
You know, they were a real band, and they were out of Bowling Green, and we used to go to Michael's Pub and to Picasso's and
yeah,
you know, see Kenny Lee and see them, and it was a
man.
It's
something else, dude. And you know what's funny is, you know, the world becoming so flat in terms of the internet and all that.
Yeah,
you know, I've been into this like voice and video chat scene for like 20 odd years online. So I've got friends like all over the world, mainly North America, but
right,
but other places too, and. I know a gal, it's just so random. She is the biggest caged elephant fan you'll ever meet. Here's how big of a fan she is. Okay. When they broke big and she fell in love with them, I'm like, oh yeah, I know those dudes. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, the Schultz boys? Yeah, I've known them since they were teenagers. What? And it's like, okay, big deal to me, right? Because those are just the dudes that you see at the bar or whatever, you know? I mean,
right.
Big deal. But she's fallen over herself that I even, like, vaguely, whatever, I'm like, oh, yeah, he's part of those guys. What? So she's one of these people that, like, always has to have the latest and greatest, like, gear. Like, she gets a new phone every 6 months and all that. In exchange for me emailing her an MP3 of a Perfect Confusion song, which is what they were before they were Cage the Elephant.
Okay.
In exchange for me emailing her that flipping 4 meg file, she sent me, and at the time it was new, this was years ago, one of those blue snowball USB mics, the ones that looks like a softball.
Oh, yeah.
With the stand and the shock mount and everything. I mean, wow. That was like $150 worth of gear when that was new. And she just shipped it to me in exchange for a damn MP3. You know, it's so weird. that there's people like that, and it's just I don't know.
She looks back on that, going, "Damn, that was just an MP3."
I don't think so, man. Honestly, like I said, she's one of these people that's where she throws her money is at tech, and she had already got a new microphone and didn't even care about that one. So it was it wasn't worth much to her, So it was that's part of it, obviously. But my lands,
that's fun.
You know.
Okay.
Man, it's been really great to be around here the last 15 years or so. I guess I moved down here in June of 05, so I guess 16 and a half years now, and been around all these bands and watched this music scene sort of grow and change. And, you know, I've got to meet and know and watch all these super talented people. So when folks like the Josephines hit it big, it's like, I'm not that they even need the help at this point, but I'll do everything I can to promote them, because like I said, I've known Zach since he was a kid, and you know, and then his dad, of course, forever as well. And it's like, those are just my people around here. You know, they're not stars to me, but by God, if I can help them become stars, I'm going to help them, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I got a feeling you're going to have a big turnout down there. Now, we have had to educate ourselves at the old radio station. We've been saying Duga, not Dugas, even though the locals probably call it Dugas.
So the Dugas, I call it Dugas.
Yeah.
Because I grew up with those guys. They are the grandchildren of the Dollar General Turner family.
Okay.
So, you know, Dollar General started, or the family is from Scottsville. Mm-hmm. And although I don't think they're even involved in Dollar General anymore. But anyway, I went to, you know, school with those guys. And and actually, the house I was telling you about borders this park.
Oh.
So I look out my window and I can see the park.
Okay. This is all starting to sound like some kind of grand plan you had, dude.
It is. You're right. It is. I told my buddies in Nashville, I want to be the Bill Graham of Scottsville, Kentucky. That's what I'm going for.
Okay. All right. I feel you. All right. Well, okay. All right. Well, I'm going to stop. But-